Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Speaking of torture, one of the most evil, most horrendous villains that Riddle City has ever seen is here to teach you a little bit of a lesson. Please
Mr.
welcome...
Starlight?
No, way worse. Dust Bunny.
That's right, it's the Dust Bunny.
Dust Bunny, I gotta be honest with you. I forgot what your voice sounded like, and I am delighted to remember what it is.
Going to be honest, not quite sure what was going to happen. But here we are, and I am very, very much looking forward to torturing the two of you after what you did to me.
Honestly, Dust Bunny, I know that we should hate you. I know that we should be rivals, but I cannot
just
help
so
smiling
cute.
Ear to ear when I see you, Dust Bunny.
Thank you, and also your encouragement makes me furious.
Oh, no. She's cuter when she's mad. Dust Bunny.
Whoa, she drank that whole milkshake.
Duck Bunny.
Duck Bunny.
I was thinking
duck
of milkshake.
Duck Bunny is my cousin.
Dust Bunny, two things, if I may. One, you're somehow cuter when you're madder. And two, forgive me, I don't remember ever fighting or besting you. Can you jog my memory? Where do we know you from?
Ooh,
holy crumbs. I don't remember it either. I got so caught up in seeing her. I was so excited. I truly don't remember either.
That makes me also furious that I have escaped your memory like particles of dust through the air collecting into a form much like ebony. But listen, I am a creation, an accident at a laundry facility. I fell into a vat of lint. The lint absorbed into my body until I became myself lint. You ruined my plan. I tried to make all of Riddle City forget that you're supposed to remove the dryer lint from the dryer. I wanted a series of small fires to erupt in every household upon many usages of laundry, but I had propaganda. Propaganda out there telling them, don't worry about it, leave it in there, it's good for it.
Holy quarters, Ratman. Who knew that a villain could be created by stumbling in a laundromat?
Here's my question, because what you are, I'm sorry, cute as a button.
Shut
when
up.
You say you fell into the lint, just real quick, help me out. What was the you? Was it a human person?
Okay, so I was a lady holding a bunny.
You were a lady holding, okay, no more questions.
Wait, I have a question. Was it a stuffed bunny like your children's toy, or was it a live bunny like a magician might have?
No, it was a live bunny of which I was about to perform experiments on because I was always evil.
Oh, Ratman, I think she's going to put that bunny in the dryer.
Honestly, my guess is she was a magician, and evil and experimenting on bunny is a lot more palatable to people than a magician, so I think she's just kind of burying the lead.
Isn't or it fun to guess what I am in front of me when I'm right here?
Ooh, you can hear us?
Maybe she works for Revlon?
Oh.
She's worth it.
Quack. Dust, how much longer are you going to be using
just
the
a
computer?
Minute, Duck
cousin?
Bunny. No, Duck Bunny, I am on the computer. I need
I
a minute.
I would like to use the computer, Duck
Oh, my
Bunny.
God, I swear to God.
It's so interesting. Shouldn't it be Dust Duck? But I guess it's Duck Bunny.
Here's where my brain goes. It was a duck holding a bunny. It must have been a duck holding a bunny.
We're a family.
I was going to do experiments on the bunny.
All you need to know is we're a family, a chosen family, and that's all you need to know, and you can relax otherwise.
We're roommates, and we share a computer.
Right, man, we can relate to that. You and I are basically family.
Yes, but we don't share a computer. I mean, we have our own computers. You're not going on my computer, are you, Swallow? Okay.
Speaking of family, I have a riddle.
Oh.
Ooh, is the answer family?
I don't see the segue there, but yes, please.
You'll find out when I start, and then you'll be like, oh, I see that connection. What a segue. Is she on a tour of a city on two wheels, rolling around, leaning forward and back? What a segue.
Oh, you're on a bicycle?
No.
No, a segue. Come on.
Two wheels.
Swallow, listen up. It's a segue. You know, Swallow, you know. He's so annoying.
You can't make the noise voot and say, you know, voot.
You'd blow away if you were outside in the wind like that.
Go ahead, Dust Bunny. I'm sorry. They're so rude.
You know, voot.
The ages of a father and son add up to 66.
Should have been 69.
The father's age is the son's age reversed. How old could they be?
Reversed? Oh.
24 and 42.
Yeah, 24, 42.
Damn it! Okay, to be fair, there were three possible answers to that one, and you got one of them, so we started out with an easy one.
But I will say, Dust Bunny, we do see the connection between the lead-in with family and that riddle, so congratulations, you do win that round.
Thank you for the acknowledgement.
So I guess what Swallow's saying is, fair is fair, you should let a little water into our room, since... we did acknowledge the segue.
Oh, way ahead of you. La, 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 la.
Oh, and here, Ratman, shake yourself side to side, and we're back up on the chairs.
Ah, nice.
So is this thing going great?
Yeah, you're doing such a good job, Dust Bunny. I wish that duck wouldn't keep sort of horizontally popping into the screen and tapping its little duck foot, indicating that you're taking too long in the computer.
The thing about Duck Bunny is when you look at him one way, it's a duck. If you look at him another way, it's a bunny. And if you look at him a third way, it's an old lady with a phallus-shaped candle.
Oh, I see the old lady.
I forgot about that.
Now I remember.
Good connection, Dust Bunny.
Now I'm remembering. Dust Bunny. Dust Bunny, you're the one who tried to change all of the ice cream into Riddle City to be dust flavored, correct?
That is correct. It's my favorite flavor, and nobody ever has it. I like dust. I like smog.
Oh, and you're the one during the Riddle City Super Bowl. You're the one who introduced that tornado of dust, and you made it a dust bowl.
I did. And then it was not very big, so it mostly just ran across people's feet, and it didn't do much damage. It just dirtied their shoes.
As I recall, people thought that was an interesting halftime show, and people really liked the dust ice cream. Are you sure you're not a good guy, Dust Bunny?
I'm evil, I tell you, I'm evil. Look at me, I'm so evil. I was going to perform an experiment on rabbit. I definitely haven't changed my ways.
Look at you,
Quack.
Dust Bunny.
Look at you, slowly peeking out of a hat, an upside-down magician's hat. Adorable.
Listen, this hat fits me, and it's hat season.
But you're wearing it on your feet.
Yes.
It's adorable.
That's how a bunny wears it. Bunnies don't wear hats on top of their heads.
That's true.
Have you ever seen a bunny with a hat on its head?
Of course.
We have a calendar
full of it. They're all bonnets. I guess, are bonnets hats?
Oh, now this is a ripe area for us.
How about another riddle?
Okay, we can do that.
All right, I got another one for you. This one is word-based.
Oh, Ratman, look, it's written on her tummy.
Yeah, I wrote it away. I got to rub it off. I read the other one here. Don't look at the answer. The answer's upside down. Okay.
I would never look a bunny in the tummy.
Which word is the odd one out?
Uh-oh.
I want to say a list of words. You better
pay
attention.
We have a bad hit rate with this.
Why are these even riddles?
It's a long list.
Oh, no.
Ready?
Yes.
70. Brawl. Clover. Prosper. Carrot. Swing. Change. Travel. Sacred. Stone.
Okay.
One of these words is the odd one out.
Did you say, this is not my answer, did you say water?
Sure, no, I did not.
All right, well, you might as well fill the room with water, because I got no fucking idea what the answer to this riddle is. Come on, riddle her.
I mean, the only one that stands out to me, speaking of bunnies, the only one that stood out to me, and this is us just spitballing, not giving an answer, Ratman, the only one that stood out to me was carrot, speaking of bunnies, because all the other ones have two consonants leading into a vowel in the third slot. So brawl is B-R, then the vowel. Clover is C-L, then the vowel. Prosper is P-R, then the vowel. Where carrot is just consonant vowel.
Swallow, I love you, and I love how you figured.
I
love how you figured out what that the odd man out was. I gotta say, that's probably not it.
But then
we took a swing.
S W and then the vowel. Change is C H and then the vowel. Travel is T R and then the vowel. Stone is S T and then the vowel.
All right, carrot.
I'm forgetting the word sacred.
Oh no, the one I forgot.
It's always the one you forget.
Is nothing sacred, Swallow.
There goes my plans.
Now, Swallow, I still think it could be like last time where you got the word right but the reason wrong. Mm. So I say carrot. Let's go carrot, double consonant all the way.
Carrot, final answer.
This is very frustrating.
Well, goddammit.
You are correct. This is very frustrating, but for absolutely the wrong reasons.
That's okay. Basically, we've run into this situation before. We get a half cup of water off.
Yeah, half cup of water, please.
That's a pre-negotiated half cup of water off.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.